And with that, we welcome you to an all-new live episode of Brain Stew Wrestling. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the show. My name is Hammy, and joining me in studio, as always, is Michael Hipster Punchy Falcone.
Yes!
You can follow us at BSR Wrestling on Twitter. I am at Hams Gruber on Twitter, and he is at Hipster Punchy on Twitter.
That's right. Here I am. In the blue, right here.
And tonight's intro song is Free Me by the Foo Fighters off of what I just discovered is a very underrated album, In Your Honor. Total man crush on Dave Grohl, by the way.
You really do have a man
really
crush
do have
on
a man crush on him. All right, let's get right into it. We only have an hour to talk about a big, big, big show coming up this Sunday. WWE's annual Extreme Rules. And let's just, before we get to our predictions, which is what everyone wants to hear, right, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah. Before we get to our predictions, let's go right into the top five news stories of the week. Punchy, right. Where do we start?
All right. We'll start with the somber one first. Today actually marks the 14th anniversary of the British Bulldog's death. Fucking time flew.
14 years.
Oh, my God.
Feel old yet, guys?
Like, it doesn't even feel like that long ago he was on WCW. Like, just being horribly misused.
I want to know, like, do we have an anniversary table of famous wrestler deaths?
I don't know if we have an anniversary table, but I could probably find, like, a list of pro wrestler deaths.
But, man, 14 years.
May 18th, 2002.
Jesus.
He, I'm pretty sure that he was one of those guys that were, injured by Goldberg.
Well, let's be honest, it wouldn't be the first time Goldberg seriously injured someone and ended their careers.
I don't know. What happened was, that's what happened. So what happened to Davey Boy Smith was that he landed on a trapdoor that had been set to enable the Ultimate Warrior to make a dramatic entrance during the main event.
The Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah. The result was a spinal infection that nearly paralyzed Smith, hospitalizing for 6 months. While he was recuperating, he had received a FedEx informing him that his WCW contract had been terminated. They did that a lot.
Oh, boy. Yeah, WWE has a habit of ending, of firing people on important days of their life. Goldback, Butt Monkey in the chat room, Goldback and Ryberg. Yes, there you go.
Yes.
Story number two is something that I should at least own up to. Last week's show, right here on BrainStewRadio.com and MoreLikeRadio.com, right here on this very program, I said by this time next week, Adam Rose will have been fired by WWE. It is now a week since I said those words, and Adam Rose still not fired from WWE, so LOL to me.
Now, as much as I want to and will make fun of you and call you Hamstradamus and think of other predictions that you said that were wrong and just under the guise of Hamstradamus.
Hamstradamus, I like that.
Yeah. Now, here's the
thing. I really like that.
Here's the thing, though. There's still a chance that he gets fired for this. Just not as quickly as you thought, because the way the WWE contracts work is, if he gets convicted of anything from these charges, his contract is automatically terminated. Like, they don't make a decision. It just automatically terminates.
So if he's going to be convicted of anything, goodbye, Adam Rose.
Yeah, if he's convicted of anything, he's fired, on the spot. Sandow did get screwed, but I don't think Adam Rose has any bearing on what would happen with Damian Sandow. I think that was happening anyway, based on the way Sandow said it.
I mean, we haven't seen Damian Sandow on WWE TV in a very long time. They ran out of ideas to use him, except let him be himself, because phenomenal talent. And his I'm better than you because, I am smarter than you.
Yeah.
That whole shtick got him ridiculously over.
And then him as acting like as the Miz's stunt double.
Right. Damian Mizzed out got over more than the Miz.
Yeah.
So, but he a shining example. Sandow was a great example of crappy gimmick, but he got it over and he made it work. He didn't make it as successful as the New Day's crappy gimmick that got over, but you get what I'm saying here. Sandow could have had any gimmick that the WWE gave him, and he got over with it.
And he got over, but they still were like, meh. But then again, of course, the Miz has been doing his best work lately, but of course the Miz gets the favorable push of the two when they split, because Kevin Dunn just kind of like...
has a thing for the Miz.
Yeah, he does.
Molecular butt monkey in the chat room. Adam Rose is shit. Sandow could have been a contender. Yeah, you're right about that one. maybe not for the heavyweight title, but for the IC title, absolutely.
They should just repackage, if Rose doesn't get fired, they should just repackage him going and make him go back to the Leo Kruger gimmick.
Yeah, I remember that gimmick back in NXT. He'd
do a lot better with that than anything else, than any other gimmick they've given him.
So that is number two.
So then the juiciest one, though.
The juiciest stories of the week. Juiciest story of the week. Punch.
So this one's actually a multi-layered story, too. So it got out recently that Paige and Alberto Del Rio are a thing.
Now, before you go any further, the last I saw was, I don't watch Total Divas, as I hope most of you don't either. But the last I heard was Paige proposed to, or I'm sorry, a guy in a very overrated band proposed to her on Total Divas, and she said yes, and she was engaged. What happened? I think the band was A Day to Remember.
Yeah, that
Kevin
was,
or whatever his name was.
They dated until like from like May up until like February, and then. Yeah, so and then recently she started going out with Del Rio.
And lucky son of a bitch. Anyway,
Raider band. So that happened, and shortly after that, it got out that there's been tensions between Paige and Charlotte over that, because apparently right before he started dating Paige, Del Rio was having a thing with Charlotte.
Man, back in the WWE for not even a year, and Del Rio is
fucking
hitting it up, let's just say.
Del Rio's banging his way through the Divas Revolution.
He absolutely is.
Watch out, guys. watch out, guys. Becky Lynch is probably next.
He's a new Latino heat, for sure.
Yeah, right? Another addition to that is that the last week there was a Paige-Charlotte match. They kind of want to use the tension going on to have these two feud again, to revisit that one, which they kind of cut short after the backlash of the promo Paige had, where she talked about her brother dying. So they did the match they had last week as kind of a test the waters thing to make sure that that neither of those two would take liberties with the other. So they didn't. So they're like, all right, they're going to probably go forward with a feud after Extreme Rules.
I mean, whenever WWE brought in real life drama into the storylines, it's always paid off. The matches were always better. The drama was always better. The promos were epic. I mean, remember when Matt Hardy came back when he found out that Edge was having the affair with Lita?
I feel like part of that promo was just real.
Oh, it absolutely was real. Are you kidding me?
That's the last time WWE got...
Lita, you whore, I'm going to make your life miserable. Like, and he was also saying, screw WWE.
Made it seem as real as possible. They did.
Because it was real.
That's another time where they screwed someone over and fired them when they weren't even in the wrong.
Yeah, Edge sleeps with your girlfriend. He has the affair, and you're the one that gets screwed out of your contract.
Yeah,
or out of your situation on the card. Because didn't Matt Hardy move to SmackDown after that?
No, he got fired.
I thought he moved to SmackDown. No, he got fired or released.
He got fired.
Oh man. And then Paul Heyman at ECW One Night Stand 2005 came out and said, "Oh, hide your wives. It's Edge."
Yeah.
Just totally smashed him there. When WWE brings real life drama into their storylines, it's always going to benefit us, the fans, because we know that there is some legit heat between them. It's great. And I also think in real life, Paige would absolutely annihilate Charlotte. In a real fight, I think so.
Yeah.
Either way, it's going to be a good match, and they're going to have some stiff hits to one another.
So apparently, like, the Edge and Lita thing, didn't that happen while Matt was, like, nursing an injury, but they were both still on the road?
Yes, I believe so. I believe Matt was indeed nursing an injury, and while Matt was away, Edge played.
Yeah.
So that is the juiciest story of the week. Lucky son of a bitch, Del Rio. Number four, another one of our favorites. Emma is hurt and needs back surgery. Punch, what's going on with her?
She has a ruptured disc in her back, which is unfortunate because they were starting to push her again. And, like, she was doing really well as a heel. Like, really well.
Didn't just last week she brought in another NXT
Dana
diva?
Brooke. Yeah, Dana Brooke.
Didn't she just bring in another diva?
Yeah.
To help her out? And how did she injure her back? Or was this a recurring injury?
It was during a match, I think.
Justice 8 brought her back up again from NXT.
Yeah, like she found something that worked.
She was no longer doing the dancing thing or with Santino Marella.
No, they
Marella.
Turned her into a bitchy heel. Which
is great.
She did a really good job, too.
Poor Zack Ryder.
It was during a live event, and it actually required surgery, which she already did.
I'll get well soon, Emma.
Yeah, Zack Ryder's like, all right, now he's got to go easy on her.
Yeah.
He can't go full woo-woo.
And number five, Velvet Sky finishes up her TNA contract. Will TNA be losing more talent from their Knockouts division? And I think Velvet Sky is definitely someone Vince McMahon would want to contact.
Yeah, she's got the look that Vince would definitely be all for.
I think any target audience member would be all for Velvet Sky.
Yeah,
just saying.
You look at her, she's totally like, Vince would be like, I don't want her.
The only thing I'm going to make out with her on TV.
The only thing that might hurt her chances is that she's already like over 30.
If Vince brings back 60-year-olds... To feud with people. If he brings back 60-year-olds, come on. He'll do it for the you know what? If he sees dollar signs with her and if he can market her, then he'll do it. But I also think that Vince is finally starting to listen. Hey, we don't want models anymore. We want actual women wrestlers. I think they're finally starting to listen to it. So Velvet Sky's not that bad in the ring.
We'll see.
We'll see. I hope. I mean, I would love it if any talent can get work out there. That'd be great.
Maybe they'll put her like an NXT.
And see what's what. And your final bonus story of the week. I saw this up here on the prep sheet, Punch. TNA is still not paying their staff on time. What is going on with this?
Nope. Yeah. Well, it's another event where there's the production staff was not paid on time. It's been happening a lot lately.
Wait. They're live events? They're production staff who come in...
Live events, TV tapings.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's not good. Not good for TNA.
Man, I thought TNA was WCW 2.0. TNA is really ECW 2.0.
ECWCW. Like, it's like an amalgamation of the worst traits of both companies.
Horrible booking and horrible writing and horrible money management. Yeah, you're right. It's the worst.
It's like if Paul Heyman ran WCW.
No, because WCW would still be in business. If 2000 era WCW and 2000 era ECW had a love child, it would be TNA right today.
If WCW had Paul Heyman as their financial advisor.
Okay, that's better. But he would also fire Vince Russo because he does not like him.
By the way,
Yeah, speaking of that, when are you coming out with another By the Way podcast?
Speaking of TNA being shitty with their talent, current NXT champion Samoa Joe.
Yeah, whatever promotion doesn't treat their talent right, I'll gladly watch him in NXT.
And Samoa, oh God, I can't, I'm so happy.
Because Samoa Joe has been fantastic in NXT. He's going to be great as champion. And he's also having a rematch, I think, Steel Cage with Finn Balor at NXT TakeOver, which was fantastic. That's going to be great.
I cannot wait.
All right. So moving on to, only got an hour tonight, guys, so let's blow through this. We have Raw, Monday Night Raw highlights from this past week. Go home show to Extreme Rules, which airs live this Sunday at 8 o'clock on the WWE Network. If you haven't subscribed yet, just do it. Just subscribe. It's great. It's the best $10 a month you'll ever see.
And for those of you with Twitter, I will be doing some live tweeting.
Oh yeah, Punchy will be live tweeting the show from the Brain Stew Wrestling Twitter account. So follow at BSR Wrestling. Punchy will be live tweeting the show from the account.
I'm sure
this
my
Sunday.
Tweets about it won't be filled with snark.
No, they won't at all. I think they'll be called right down the middle, honest and open and up for discussion.
When I say boo, you say ohs. Boo. Boo.
I kind of like this little thing that we've created with the Busos.
And what was the other?
The Bullet Club.
Yeah, so the Busos are the Usos now, and the Usos with Reigns are the Bullet Club.
Hashtag Bullet Club. I love it. So, since you did the New Day's clap, the first clip I want to discuss tonight and bring up from this past Monday's Raw is, of course, the New Day. And my God, again, the New Day showing why they are the best in WWE right now, in my humblest opinion.
At Extreme Rules, we defend our tag team titles against the team from the bygone era, the Vaudevillains.
I know, me too. I've been meaning to ask about this because the Vaudevillains are always talking about how great the bygone era is, and I just don't get it. I mean, I wish that there was a way that we could, like, see it with our...
Remember last week when they said they made a racist joke saying the bygone era was not kind to us?
Yeah.
You know, smartphone users.
Yeah.
New Day has been very adult-oriented. I said this last week as well. The New Day is like Pixar. Meant for children and fun for all ages, but
enjoyed by adults.
Subliminally adult-oriented jokes. Yeah. I love it. New Day's the best thing going on in WWE right
own
now.
Own eyes, you know what I'm saying?
Ask and ye shall receive. Kofi, please, from the top. Just slowly, slowly.
come on.
What is this?
Got it.
For those listening on audio, they're pointing at a gigantic mechanical box.
Whoa, what is this?
No, that's like a time machine. Don't do this. This is very clearly an empty refrigerator box.
This!
So, the bit is they're going to go back to a bygone era in a homemade time machine that Xavier Woods did. So, here's what happened when they emerged from their quote-unquote time machine.
And got, we have...
The screen's in black and white.
They got some of the fake facial hair.
I love how the booties became Derriere squares.
Are now Derriere squares.
and look at my smartphone.
Oh, no.
No. That means there's no video games.
Oh, no.
No wonder the Vaudevillains are from the bygone era. The bygone era sucks.
Why did you bring us here?
The New Day is fantastic. Even though this is the cheesiest fucking promo I think I've seen in years,
it's still fantastic because they pull it off.
They pull off everything they do, and of course the Vaudevillains come and do the
attack.
Do the attack with Wrestling Logic 101 here. Whoever in the feud has the upper hand on the go home show is usually the loser at the pay per view. So New Day got beat up on Monday Night Raw, the go-home show before Extreme Rules, so maybe the New Day still wins. We don't know. I will tell you what I think in our prediction segment.
Hey, they destroyed the time machine. How are they going to get back to the regular era?
I love the cheesiness of the New Day.
They rule. I think the team that's going to beat the New Day is going to be Gallows and Anderson.
Cool story, bro. Appears to be for kids, but subliminally sexual.
Because I said we were talking about comparing Pixar. Isn't that just the WWE? Like, not just New Day?
Yeah, you're right. Because remember back a couple of years ago, actually, when Paige came out to the ring.
Oh yeah.
And in the middle of the matches, she like does some very sexually
stuff to AJ. Yeah.
Things to AJ, Natalia, and all the people that she worked with.
She knew
where the cameras were too. So she like, you know, showed up a little curve. I was not complaining, but you're right. WWE is like Pixar.
We know that Hammy the King Lawler.
I probably would be called blatantly staring as well.
Yeah.
So I want to discuss now the best feud going into this card, I think, and that's the Intercontinental title picture.
Yeah.
Because Cesaro, The Miz, Sami Zayn, and Kevin Owens have been killing it.
They've been doing wonders making this title seem important.
And on this past Monday's Raw, they were...
Well, what happened was they started off as Sami Zayn versus Cesaro, kind of going, like, they're actually using continuity from SmackDown.
Which is great. This is the first time in a very long time I've seen them actually reference SmackDown. Hey, we're continuing the storyline on Raw and SmackDown.
So Zayn accidentally Helluva kicked Cesaro, and it led to the match Monday, and that got interrupted by Owens and The Miz. So Shane comes out, turns it to a tag match of Cesaro and Zayn versus Owens and The Miz. Stephanie's like, no, you did that. We did that last time on SmackDown.
Smart.
Let's mix it up and make it Owens and Zayn versus Cesaro and The Miz, which was fantastic.
Which was, fantastic to watch. Because especially with Owens and Zayn, see right there, he tagged himself in and just went to Zayn like, shoo, okay, I'm in.
They have such great chemistry, those two.
And now Miz from behind, Kevin Owens for a win and a kick out of two.
And then The Miz and Cesaro, two guys who on the main roster, they've feuded a bunch to the point where, like, so they've got decent chemistry too. And throughout this match, like, they were trying to one-up each other by doing each other's spots.
Not to mention, two people on the main roster I did not think I would be thoroughly enjoying. I always knew Cesaro was a great in-ring talent, great worker, and has an insane level of strength. But I didn't expect him to be like over with the fans as much as he is now. That James Bond entrance he does is
fantastic.
Is awesome. And The Miz, he's been doing the same shtick now for a few years, but he's been executing it perfectly, I think. And I've enjoyed The Miz as a heel champion. I mean, I tweeted this on the Twitter account. Pinch me. Am I actually enjoying The Miz? Yeah.
Like, here's the thing, too. Like, Miz is being put in with some very talented guys. Now, here, I think this is Miz about to do, like, the Cesaro swing.
No way. Miz is going to try for the Cesaro swing himself?
Can't swing, Sammy.
And then he does a skull crushes finale to The Miz.
Great chemistry. Great work in the ring. Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, they've been working together for years in Reign of Honor, NXT, and now on the WWE main roster. And they get the victory on Raw. And the tiny little things that Owens and Zayn are doing in the ring together as a tag team is,
and then like them
fantastic
with Cesaro and Miz, like the little things all, and then like Owens with the heel move right after,
just super kicks him. And then, but the thing is, Owens is getting cheered. No matter what he does, he can't be a big enough douche.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to rewind this for a second. He also said to the ref, "I won two."
Kevin Owens is right.
What an ass.
Because, yeah, he raised Sami Zayn's hand. Owens does the super kick. And he's like, I won too.
Oh, Owens is one of the best workers in WWE right
cool
now.
Cool story, bro. KO Zayn what Black Panther is to Bucky.
Very true. Wow, what a good Civil War reference.
So that means Cesaro and Miz are Iron Man and Cap?
No, I wouldn't put... I would not label Miz as Iron Man or Captain America.
Yeah. Every time you turn around, he's trying to get a punch in.
The Miz is more like Baron Zemo than anything else. The little shithead that stirs the pot for the whole movie.
Yeah.
Cesaro, who would Cesaro be in Captain America? Who's he more like? More straight to the point, brawler, not aware of how much strength he has. He's more like Hawkeye, except you kind of like Cesaro.
Yeah.
He's like Hawkeye, but you like him. So the Intercontinental title picture has been...
Oh, a highlight of Raw.
Fantastic build-up. And my personal pick for the match to watch out for the most at Extreme Rules this Sunday.
It's going to be the best
match.
Only
on WWE Network.
So then there's
So we had a... before we get to the main event picture, we had a debut on Raw. We've seen their vignettes for a few weeks now, a few months. They are calling themselves the Shining Stars. It's... Who were they? They were Los
Matadores. Oh, the Los Matadores. How are they going to do without their little buddy mascot who's been fired?
Come to Puerto Rico.
Oh, they're Puerto Rican again.
Of the Caribbean.
Fans, like, weren't these guys Mexican like 2 months ago? Like, based on WWE gimmick standards?
Listen to this capacity crowd.
At least they're getting their nationalities correct now. By the way,
there is no crowd reaction.
Yeah, none at all.
No one cares.
But I do like because Seafoss has been killing it with the themes, like doing the reggaeton type theme.
Look, Epico.
All right, let's listen to the crowd react to their first debut.
Paradise. Primo, esa en nuestra isla bonita.
I just realized is they kept the music up.
This ring is our island. And every time we step between the
Listen
ropes,
to how dead
that ring
crowd is.
Transforms
wow.
into
you would think they're in our chat
Puerto
room.
Rico.
Our chat room is more lively than this crowd.
Right now, we are more over than the Shining Stars.
And we only have one participant in the
like
chat.
Like the two of you.
Two.
From right here.
Oh, two. There you go. And they have, of course, the no-name jobbers in the ring. And... I miss Carlito because he was a Puerto Rican wrestler that I liked.
I don't like
biting apples and spitting them in people's faces like a real heel.
I don't like the bitterness that he currently has about like newer guys, but like he has a charm that his Primo and Epico lack.
I miss Carlito, and even when he came back to. WWE for the Hall of Fame to induct his father Carlos Colon. He said, "Oh, look, we're right at the beginning. They need to push us over quick or whatever."
I mean, at this point, Carlito's going around like Birdman, biting his apple, telling us put respect on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's what
that joke will not get old.
Put some respect on it because I'm cool with the apple.
Yeah. So the. Shining Stars, not really a strong debut there.
No. They gave him jobbers. Like, nobody gave a shit.
No one really cared about these guys.
Yeah, they need more of a... Cool story, bro. They need more of a shtick than Puerto Rico. Yeah. They really didn't develop them much. They were just like, shit, they're not going over well as Los Matadores. We found this out a little too late. I mean, they're not bad workers.
No, they weren't that bad. It's just...
I mean, let's face it. They're better than the Usos in ring.
That is true. They are absolutely better than the Usos.
I mean, that's the difference is, though, is that they just haven't been given a gimmick that stuck well enough.
And speaking of the Usos, punch. You got to get it right. The Busos.
When I say boo, you say oh. Boo.
Oh.
Boo. So.
Oh. So you go. Here is one of the matches that took place this past Monday night on Raw. Incorporating the new, they're calling it the club, I guess, because they don't have the rights to the Bullet Club.
Yeah.
Oh, Anderson's not.
Gallows and Anderson versus the Busos. Another super kick. Most overused move in wrestling today.
Oh, Gallows and Anderson. It's so awesome seeing them on the main roster.
Another super kick. If we were playing a drinking game, you know what? I have three. Three in the span of a minute.
No, I want the Young Bucks
four
to sign.
In the span of a minute.
So they can show the Usos how to properly do a tag team super kick.
I want to play a drinking game. Next Monday night on Raw, guys.
One shot for every super kick you see during an Usos match.
If we played a drinking game with how many super kicks there are on Raw, we would have alcohol poisoning by the end of the first hour of Raw.
Well, you gotta look at who does them right. Like the Usos, there's Owens is a pretty good super kick. Ziggler does a pretty good super kick.
So after the match, of course, there were brawls in the ring. Reigns got involved. Then Styles comes out, and everyone's brawling. The Bullet Club versus the Bullet Club, and well, we got to see something very rare in WWE these days now. AJ Styles uses the Styles Clash on Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
People thought AJ Styles' move Styles Clash was banned. It wasn't banned, but Vince does legitimately think it's a dangerous move, so he only uses it in special occasions, not every match, which is why he does the Phenomenal Forearm more often, because that is just a more simpler move to perform and take. So, Styles gets a chair, Reigns fights back, turns into Super Cena, Super Reigns, and,
there's
well,
that rumor too, by the way.
The best, yeah, we gotta get into that. So, AJ Styles does the only two hits he's allowed, anyone's allowed to do with chairs, the gut shot and the back shot, and, well, I'll just take it from here, because this was the best shot of the night.
This feud has been really good.
Styles isn't standing there.
Come on, no way. You better believe he is.
AJ Styles.
Yeah. Do it.
Hook of the arm. Styles clash.
The crowd just went ape.
Crowd went ballistic for a Styles clash on Roman Reigns on a steel chair. Spot of the night. But unfortunately, Styles got the upper hand on Reigns in the closing on the go-home show before the pay-per-view, which means there's a very good chance that Roman Reigns goes over on Sunday. So before that match, Styles came out to the ring and wanted to clarify a few things about just the club.
Is this not the new era of the WWE? Because I can tell you, this isn't new to AJ Styles. I have headlined Tokyo Dome in front of 60,000 people.
Yeah.
I have been a champion all over the world.
I love how they just regularly acknowledge New Japan, but they don't acknowledge TNA.
Oh, it's another anniversary that I forgot about.
They don't call me phenomenal for nothing.
I'll tell you.
And I didn't need anyone's help to get to where I am. I've scratched, I've crawled.
Ooh! Oh, those boos.
Oh, my God. This is the first time that I think WWE forgot to edit the boos. And the video where I got this from on WWE's YouTube channel, the top comment was, wow, I guess WWE realized they didn't edit out the boos. Very, very funny. So here we go again. Let's listen to that again. This is the reaction your WWE World Heavyweight Champion gets. And By the way, before I play it, this is a very nice screen cap right here of AJ just looking all grumpy and smuggy looking. Punch. Way, look at this. Perfect stopping point.
Yeah. So, and
AJ Styles' face right here in this screen grab right here looks like that's the face you make when someone farts in a room and you smelling it.
Or when Primo and Epico enter the ring as their new gimmick.
Or when Roman Reigns enters the ring.
Someone made a picture of like AJ Styles doing the Styles Clash to Reigns, and it says, "For Ambrose, for Brian, for Triple H, for Bray, for the fans, for wrestling."
This was the same face that many people made when Cena came out to the ring. Now it's Roman Reigns coming
I'm
to the
telling
ring.
You, if they feud, Cena's going to be the face in that feud.
It's going to be the first time where I'm like, wow, I'm actually happy to see John Cena as a face. Go Cena! WWE will finally get me to cheer for John Cena.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Like, with Reigns.
They will finally get the entire crowd cheering for John Cena. It's going to be hilarious.
You want to know how to get Roman Reigns over? Simple. Bring the Shield back.
Yeah.
Bring the Shield back.
The only problem is, though, who's the leader of the Shield at that point? What are they going to make Reigns? But, like, Rollins is too good to be the second fiddle to Reigns.
This is the face of every IWC member. Who?
The second Reigns music
hits. Yes. All right, here we go. Let's listen to these boos again, because this is my favorite thing we do on this show. I love being organized. I love having a nice prep sheet where we talk about things, but my absolute favorite thing that we do is get clips of just the people booing the shit out of Roman Reigns. Here we go.
Shows.
Here I am. I've scratched. I've crawled.
I'm sorry. Those aren't cheers, I don't think.
No.
They're definitely not cheers.
They're totally cheers. He's our top guy. They're cheering and raucously for the guy.
Heavyweight champion.
Yeah.
Every time I see Roman Empire, I just get so angry inside just because of how lazy that is. So lazy.
After championship. But if you ask me, none of that really matters unless you're winning the championship.
There's one or two cheers for Reigns.
You are phenomenal at lying.
Oh!
I'll tell you straight up, tonight, I'm going to be in the Usos' corner. The question is, are you going to be in the club's corner?
Yeah, I'm going to be in their corner. And I'll tell you where else I'm going to be. Everywhere you are until I get that title around my waist.
Oh,
this feud has been fantastic to watch. I did not think Roman Reigns could be in a great feud. And then, boom, first feud as WWE champion is with AJ Styles. Bravo to both of them. Honestly, we knock on Reigns, deservedly so. But Roman Reigns and AJ Styles have been absolutely wonderful to watch in this feud. Their match at Payback, while it was a little gimmicky with the booking, their matches, their chemistry, their promos between each other have been great.
Yeah.
I love what they've been doing, and I cannot wait to watch this match on Sunday. Cannot wait. But with that being said, it is now time
for our payback
for
prediction.
Payback predictions, and again, payback Extreme Rules.
God damn, we both did it.
We both did it. WWE Extreme Rules this Sunday, only on the WWE Network. $9.99 to subscribe.
$9.99, guys. $9.99.
$9.99. It's really not that expensive.
That bad, yeah.
Here we go. Extreme Rules. Dean Ambrose on the cover.
Poster, yeah.
On the poster, by the way. Let's start off right off the bat. What are you expecting from the crowd while I get the match card loaded here?
I'm expecting the crowd to be so pro AJ Styles that it's going to be as lopsided as the Golden State Warriors Oklahoma City Thunder game going on right now.
All right. So here we go.
Like, Reigns is going to get booed mercilessly. It's going to be like Chicago all over again.
Well, we did say on this show, there is one place, there are three cities where Roman Reigns does not want to be as champion. Chicago, Philadelphia, and the New York area.
And he'll be, last pay-per-view was in Chicago.
This pay-per-view is
New York area, everybody.
Is Newark, New Jersey. Bunch of assholes. Like, as someone who lives right down the street from Newark, New Jersey, there's nothing but assholes that live here. So the crowd is going to tear Reigns apart. So let's start off with start from the bottom. Now we're here. Let's start from the bottom of the card. Dolph Ziggler versus Baron Corbin. No disqualification. Punch, who do you got?
I'm going to go with Baron Corbin, but I mean,
this is on the kickoff show, by the way.
Now, I have a weird thing with this because, I mean, it's cool that they're making this feud that long, but it's become somewhat of a pointless feud.
It really has become pointless. It's really nothing that I look forward to. I mean, I'm happy that Baron Corbin's getting on the main roster, but is this really going to be good for him in the long run? I mean, so far he's had a lackluster, not so good showing on the main roster.
He's had a so-so showing. I mean, nothing to be brag about. He probably could have spent more time in NXT. Like, they did a couple call-ups the day after WrestleMania. A lot of them were guys that could have waited a bit. Like, Apollo Crews could have waited a bit.
Yeah, I think they definitely rushed Apollo Crews.
Yeah. And now they're just like, we have nothing to do with him. What are we going to do with Apollo Crews now, guys?
Feed him to people?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they're building him up to be. Another Bobby Lashley.
Except he's talented.
Very true. That is a very good point.
Like, that's the difference between him and Bobby Lashley, is he's talented.
So who do you have in this match, Ziggler or Corbin?
I'm going with, they'll give it to Corbin. I think they're a guy that they're going to want to develop over time. So I'm going with Corbin there.
Next match on the card. Kalisto versus Rusev.
Kalisto's run has been weird with the U.S. title. I feel like this is a good opportunity for them to give the belt to Rusev.
I really hope they give the belt back to Rusev.
He's been very impressive lately, and I think they should have him be like a monster heel champion for the U.S. title. So I'm thinking Rusev wins here.
I'm agreeing with that. I'm picking Rusev as well. I believe he goes over in, I would say, no more than a 10-minute match.
Yeah, sounds fair.
Roughly 10 minutes. I believe Rusev gets the upper hand. Of course, playing the heel, I believe he's going to have assistance from
Lana.
From his fiance / incredibly beautiful manager, Lana.
Del Rio would help him out, but Del Rio is going to be too busy banging Paige in the back.
Very true. Tag team titles. We saw the build-up. It should be Enzo Amore and Big Cass, but unfortunately at Payback, Amore got the concussion. So it is now the Vaudevillains
were winning anyway, because I don't think they were going face versus face.
No, I don't think so.
But New Day wins.
Really, you're picking the New Day.
Yeah, like I said, I think the team that's going to end their reign is going to be Gallows and Anderson.
I'm almost picking the Vaudevillains here. I think I am going to pick the Vaudevillains here because New Day have had the titles for a while now. And I just think that the Vaudevillains need something to get over. And I think the New Day wins them again in the rematch.
Time.
Then it'll be a 3-time. I think Vaudevillains go over here. They get the titles and New Day wins them again at SummerSlam.
Okay, fair
enough. Or in a 3-way match with Omora and Cass. Next match on the card is actually one that I'm looking forward to. One of the many matches I'm looking forward to. Chris Jericho versus Dean Ambrose in an Asylum match.
Ambrose is winning.
Ambrose is absolutely going over.
He needs a streak of pay-per-view wins. Jericho's probably going to be off TV for a while because nobody wants to work with him.
I'm agreeing with you here. Ambrose definitely goes over. I think Jericho does the right thing and puts him over.
He's been partying too hard. People don't want to work with him. He'll be off TV for a while, especially with Cena returning soon, Rollins returning soon, maybe Orton, and a bunch of other returns happening. So
what exactly is this Asylum match? Is it basically a cage match with weapons in it?
Yeah.
So, all right, it's a cage match, guys.
Yeah.
Ambrose versus Jericho cage match. Ambrose goes over here. There's no doubt in my mind.
There's no doubt.
No doubt whatsoever in my mind that Ambrose goes over here. Next match is my pick, hands down, for match of the night. Hands down, match of the night. Intercontinental Championship Fatal 4-Way match. The Miz walking in as a champion versus Kevin Owens, Cesaro, and Sami Zayn. Fatal 4-Way for the IC title.
I think this is where Cesaro wins the title.
I think whoever wins the title, we're all going to be happy because it's three people who absolutely deserve it.
Yeah. And then The Miz.
And The Miz. I think we're all in agreement that The Miz is losing his title.
Yeah. This is the perfect opportunity for him to lose his title and not get pinned.
And that will continue to feud. That's all that it will do. I think
Cesaro wins. Miz and Cesaro feud for the IC title still. In a way, the next match will be, Miz, like, I wasn't pinned. I deserve a rematch. So him and Cesaro face off again. And then that allows Owens and Zayn to continue their one-on-one feud.
See, I disagree. I think Cesaro pins Zayn. So that way Owens can also say, he never got a fair one-on-one match because he's been doing that a lot recently with Shane.
Well, they can do that too. They could kind of split off and make Miz and Zayn feud and then the Cesaro and Owens feud.
But I think we're both picking Cesaro to win the championship. Bonus points.
Oh, God. Cesaro versus Owens for the IC title?
It'd be great. Bonus points for this. Who do you see Cesaro pinning or how do you see him winning?
He's either pinning Zayn or The Miz.
I think he's pinning Zayn. After Owens knocks out Zayn. I think he does a pump-up powerbomb. Miz does something to sacrifice both himself and Owens, and Cesaro takes advantage.
I could see that, too. Because Zayn could afford to eat the pin at this point.
He's also new on the main roster. Yeah, he's been on the main roster for almost a year or so now.
Owens?
Since his first appearance, Zayn.
Yeah. Around that time.
I still think he's relatively new on the main roster, so I think he
his time's going to come, but he's going to eat the pin here, I think.
Yeah, I think we're in agreement with that. That means,
speaking of, it's been exactly a year since the debut of Kevin Owens in the main roster.
Really?
Yep. 1 year ago today, he came out and attacked Cena during the U.S. title invitational.
All right. The next match on the card is the women's championship match between Charlotte walking in as a champion and Natalya.
All right. So there's a few things here we should probably point out. There's two stipulations. One is that it's a submission match. The other is that if Ric Flair comes out at all, because he's barred from ringside, if Ric Flair comes out at all, Charlotte forfeits the title.
So this will finally be a fair one-on-one match.
I'm sure some shenanigans will lead to Charlotte winning. Like, it'll be a submission win, but it'll be, like, shenanigans.
I still think Charlotte goes over. Yeah. You know what? I don't think anything is going to happen. I think Charlotte gets a fair win and proves that she deserves to have that title because for weeks now, she's had Ric Flair in her corner.
Kind of being the little league dad, yeah.
Exactly. So I think this match is WWE's way of saying, oh, hey, by the way, she can be a dominant wrestler. I think she goes over clean. Great. I think it's going to be a 20-minute match.
She's holding that title till SummerSlam.
Oh, absolutely. And then that's when Sasha Banks.
That's when Sasha Banks wins it.
Charlotte definitely wins here. Clean. makes Natalya submit, but I think it's going to be a fantastic match to watch. But Charlotte definitely gets the clean win here.
Yeah, she does. I'll agree with that, actually.
And finally, your main event.
Main event of the evening, folks.
WWE World Heavyweight Championship. AJ Styles is a challenger and champion Roman Reigns.
Oh, there's going to be a lot of fuckery. Oh, we missed the match. Usos versus the Club.
That wasn't even on WWE's
I think
list.
It was announced on SmackDown.
Oh, well, it's not even on WWE's list, so I'm just going by WWE's list.
Because it was announced on SmackDown, so, it hasn't aired yet.
So the Bullet Club versus the Bullet Club.
Gallows and Anderson, I think.
Gallows and Anderson. Yeah. There you go. That was quick enough. Your main event, World Heavyweight Championship, Roman Reigns versus AJ Styles in an Extreme Rules match, which is basically going to be maybe a kendo stick in a chair. Tops is used.
Yeah.
I'll be surprised if they do anything crazy at this show. I think the match is going to be, pun very well intended here, phenomenal. I think Styles and Reigns are going to have a few really big spots, really big moments.
Yeah.
But because Styles got the upper hand on the Go Home show this past Monday on Raw, I think Reigns wins here. Because it is an Extreme Rules match, meaning anything goes, I think
it's going to be done in a way where AJ Styles is not actually fed to Reigns. Like, this is a good point where we could see Finn Balor debut.
That could be.
And him, Gallows, and Anderson all attack AJ.
That could be. We could see a Bullet Club turn on AJ because, man, they've been hammering this connection between them for the entire buildup of this. So
that keeps AJ as a face. Now, the other way they can go, because remember, even though there's the rumor of Cena versus Reigns, doesn't mean Reigns has to keep the title throughout that whole time. Reigns could lose the title and then win it right back.
You're right, he could.
So, or maybe AJ Styles wins via, you know, help from Gallows and Anderson, and then he's champion. But I'm thinking they're going to go with Reigns. Bullet Club and Balor fucks AJ Styles over, and they form Balor Club. And then AJ Styles continues a popular main event face.
So you're thinking that my prediction is it's going to be like WrestleMania 31 between Triple H and Sting. They're going to have a great match, and then there's going to be some behind-the-scenes
ton of just fuckery
going on. Bullet Club's going to come out, try to help AJ. Bussos are going to come out, try to help Reigns. It's going to be AJ Styles and the Bullet Club versus Reigns and the Bullet Club. It's going to explode there, and I think Reigns is going to get the pin. It's
gonna
be 1-2-3 in the ring.
It's
going to
be
win.
A shit show. It'll be a decent match for a while, but it'll be a shit show.
The finish is what's going to piss people off.
Yeah. Well, anything that doesn't involve AJ Styles hoisting that title up is going to piss a lot of people off. Like, let's be honest.
But I do think that Styles will absolutely carry Reigns to a fantastic match.
Yeah, because that's what AJ Styles does. He's a miracle worker.
Just like Scotty on the Enterprise. So what are your thoughts? Yeah, you see what I did there? We have 3 minutes left. Mike, where do we go after Extreme Rules? Where do you see the storylines going? Do we have any surprise returns?
Well, not at Elimination Chamber or not at that pay-per-view, but we did find out that Seth Rollins has a return date. And that's going to be June 6th.
Return on Raw?
Returning to action. So the 6th is a Monday, so the Raw on June 6th. Seth Rollins returns.
And oh boy, that pop.
Get ready for that return pop.
Get ready for the biggest pop of the year.
You know what would be like? I hope they do the one plan, which is have Rollins come out with his WWE title and say, no, you know what? I won this. I was never pinned for it.
Where do you see... So let's focus our last couple questions on Extreme Rules,
right,
if we may.
I'm just imagining Reigns and or no, Rollins and AJ Styles feuding now.
What match do you think will have spot of the night? See, my money's on Styles and Reigns again to seal the show as far as spots go.
I don't know. Like, the IC title match is guys who have really good spots.
And Jericho and Ambrose.
Yep.
I think, though, Styles and Reigns have spot of the night.
I'll go with the IC title match.
Your dud of the night, meaning the match that that you were excited for, but ended up being a disappointment.
It won't be the IC title match. Won't be the world title match. The one that I'm
see, I'm picking Ambrose and Jericho to be the dud of the night.
Yeah, because Jericho, if he phones it in,
I have a very funny feeling it's going to be that.
Ambrose is good in ring, but he's not a miracle worker. So if Jericho's phoning it in, he's going to have a tough time.
All right. And your match of the night.
I think we both already know what we're going to pick.
I think we're both there, too. Your Intercontinental title match is going to be match of the night.
Yeah, with that talent in there and the chemistry they all have with each other,
yeah,
it's going to be the best match of the night.
So, final seconds here. He is at Hipster Punchy on Twitter. And I am at Hams Gruber on Twitter. Thank you very much for listening tonight, guys. Enjoy the pay-per-view this Sunday. Extreme Rules airs on a WWE Network this Sunday night, 8 o'clock. Do not miss it. The podcast will be up very shortly. Again, guys, thank you very much for listening.
Yeah. Thank you,
guys. Have a good night.